from the First Presidency, Let Your Light Shine, by President Thomas S. Monson. Each of us came to Earth with the light of Christ. It is up to us to keep our light burning brightly for others to see and follow. One of the best ways to keep the faith we need is to study the Scriptures and to pray. As you keep the flame of testimony burning brightly, you will become a signal light of righteousness for all to see. The Savior said, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16. Our opportunities to shine are limitless. They surround us each day. As we follow the example of the Savior, we will be a light in the lives of those around us, whether they be our own family members, our friends, or total strangers. We can be a light to the world. Just as turning on a light switch in a dark room will fill the room with light, being an example of righteousness can help light up an increasingly dark world. My friends, we can be, as the Apostle Paul said, an example of the believers. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. We can always be known as followers of Christ and become as lights in the world. Philippians 2, verse 15. From Be a Light to the World, Brigham Young University Devotional, November 1, 2011. See speeches.byu.edu. Send us your star. How do you let your light shine like Jesus asked us to do? Do you set a good example, serve your neighbor, or share your testimony? Tell the friend about it by sending us a star with your story. Step 1. Trace this star, or draw your own, and write how you are shining brightly by being a good example or helping others. Step 2. Cut out the star and send it in with the permission statement from page 39. Scripture stars. Color a star as you read each scripture about Jesus Christ's example. For a list of verses about Jesus Christ's example, go to page 3 of this issue. End of the article, Let Your Light Shine. Read by Scott Christopher.